You're listening to
The Marn Report.
Hey, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. We're back with another edition of The Marn Report with your host, Brian Lund. And today I'm joined by a very special guest. In front of me, I have Joshua Davis, the Non-Appropriate Fund Support Chief. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
So first, I want to give you an opportunity to briefly discuss what you do around this installation.
So I work for DFMWR. My responsibilities are kind of all the back of the house operations. So the marketing, the financial management of DFMWR, the IT support for our operations, and then supply and warehousing for DFMWR assets. Don't run any front doors, just kind of manage all of the back of the house stuff.
Awesome. So recently there's been talk about the CPMC that is coming up. I heard that you have a hand in that. So can you speak a little bit to what CPMC is and your role in that?
Yeah, sure. So CPMC is Capital Purchase Minor Construction Dollars. These are basically the profits generated at MWR facilities throughout the enterprise, and it's our chance every year to reinvest into the assets that we have currently, or to reinvest into our facilities. So the last couple of years, Lieutenant General Jones has made a large commitment to reinvesting into MWR programs, and fortunately for Fort Stewart, the last 2 years we've been blessed to get a large chunk of those funds. So there's going to be a couple of exciting projects that we got from last year that we'll see over the next 6 to 9 months. And then the money that we were approved for in FY24, we'll start seeing at the end of this year and throughout the course of next year.
Okay, so I think we should talk about that a little bit. Can you speak to some of the projects that might be coming up in the future?
Yeah, sure. So the ones that you're going to see really soon here are at Marn Lanes. We were approved to basically redo the flooring at Marn Lanes, redo the bowling system. So we're going to see some exciting new bowling technology. It's called the Brunswick Spark system. The scoring system is going to change. The seating is going to change. There's going to be games. There's going to be lights and flashing. And it's going to be all kinds of cool kind of up-to-date bowling stuff there. So that was one of our big projects. If you're at Hunter, you're going to start seeing the refresh of the Hunter Club over the next couple of months to kind of modernize that facility for the usage of our community there. So those are our two big projects from last year. And then this year we're going to focus on Club Stewart. So we got a big project to refresh Club Stewart. So again, similar to what we're doing at Hunter, modernize the rest of Club Stewart, some of those buildings. So take a look at the lighting and the walls in there and the flooring in some of those spaces to kind of refresh that facility. At Outdoor Rec, you're going to see an upgraded camper fleet for rent. So we're going to get a number of modern campers for our community to be able to rent. So if you're an RV enthusiast and you don't want to purchase your own camper, you just want one for rent for the weekend.
Gotcha.
We're going to have an updated fleet there. Also going to update the boat fleet we have out there. So, you know, obviously in this community, lots of opportunity to get on the water. So just get some updated boat rentals out at Outdoor Rec. If you're a bingo player, you're going to see a refresh of the bingo system. So the AV system and the bingo, so modernize that facility a little bit. The golfers are going to notice that our maintenance crew is going to be driving some brand new mowers over the next couple of years, right? So refreshing the mower fleet, which allows us to maintain one of our largest assets, right? The golf course is a huge asset that we have at both Hunter and Stewart. So the equipment that we use to maintain that's going to be upgraded, which will be a big plus to the golfers out here. And then if you have a pet and you utilize our pet boarding facility, in the heat of the summer, those guys are going to be able to run around outside because we're going to put some shade, build a shade structure out at the pet boarding facility. So if you do kenneling or doggy daycare,
that's perfect.
We're going to invest in that shade out there. So those are our big projects. Fortunate to get the money from IMCOM this year. And, just reinvesting in the community.
No, that's really exciting. It sounds like there's going to be something for everybody, which is the most important part about it. So this does sound very expensive. What does the budget look like as far as these upgrades?
Yeah, so to the tune of about $1.8 million for FY24, a similar amount that we were approved for last year. You know, the bowling center and the Hunter Club were our big renovation projects.
Yes.
And then the Club Stewart this year is going to be the bulk of that. But about $1.8 million.
Yes, that's going to be great. And you talked about this is coming up. Can we get kind of like a rough estimate for a timeline? Do we know about how long this will take?
Yeah, I think, depending on procurement, we could see some of these things. We'll certainly see the Marn Lanes project this year.
Yes.
Hoping that we start the flooring and the spark system this summer. So by the fall, if you're a bowler, you'll have basically a brand new bowling center. It'll feel like Hunter Club will be along that same kind of timeline. At the end of this year, we'll start seeing some work in there. And then I think the other projects that we were approved for this year, we're starting the procurement process now. So we're going through those steps to make sure we can, get the best stuff. So I think over the next, 12 months, we'll start seeing many of those purchases will start being here. And then the construction will start to kick off for some of those other things.
Well, that's all great to hear. So right now we're going to cut to a small break, but don't go anywhere because there's more to come.
Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.
And we're back. So before we left, we discussed CPMMC, what it is, some upcoming projects, and a little bit of the financials that come with that. So now I think we should talk about impact and what this means for our community.
Sure.
So how do you believe this will directly affect our community at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield?
I think when we refresh our facilities, they become facilities that people want to go to. So it makes our programming more special. It makes the facilities nicer. People are excited to get out and to participate in the stuff that we do. I think certainly the camper and boat rental fleets are going to be super exciting. We're going to be, we're going to have state-of-the-art equipment that's going to be available to rent at, much cheaper than you would get out in the local community to rent those similar toys, really. So I think it's going to be a huge benefit to the community.
I believe so, too. And on the topic of just making sure we take care of our community, can you speak a little bit for the importance of that? The main reason why we carry these projects are because we want to upgrade our facilities, but also making sure that we give back to our community and take care of the people around this installation as well.
Yeah, our mission at MWR is to care for soldiers, families, the civilian, community that supports soldiers and families. So this is our way to reinvest into that mission, right? So to maintain facilities that are relevant, maintain equipment that is relevant, up to date, that works, that people want to use, so that if you have that afternoon or evening or weekend off, here's your chance to recreate, kick back, relax with MWR.
Right, and this is something you guys do routinely, do right?
Yeah, we every year we look at how we can refresh or reinvest into our programs. The CPMC project or program happens every year with income. Fortunately, the last 2 years we've had a big budget across the enterprise to do this, and there's been a big push to reinvest into the capital purchase and minor construction programs as opposed to the major construction, which I think is a big benefit to not just Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield, but to the MCOM Army Enterprise in general. So yeah, we're super excited that we were able to do this this year.
Yes, I'm excited as well. I'm a big golfer, so I'm going to make sure that I'm over there on those greens and seeing all those new updates. Yes, sir. So before we go, is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't think so. I think we covered most of it. We'll start to see some of these projects over the next couple of months, and we hope to see everybody out in our facilities and using our programs.
Yes, exciting times for Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you today, Joshua. I'm Brian Lund, and that concludes another edition of our Modern Report. See you later.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Or someone you know needs crisis support, dial 988. This 3-digit dialing code connects directly to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, where compassionate, accessible care and support is available for anyone experiencing mental health-related distress. The 988 Lifeline helps thousands of people struggling to overcome suicidal crises or mental health-related distress every day. There is hope. Call or text 988 today.